Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bewitching Book Tours Blog Talk Radio. I am GL Ross, your host, and today's guest is Vanessa Leva. We're here to discuss her sexy novel, Bad Girls, that just came out. Vanessa's the author of fun, sexy, erotic romances, both in the contemporary and the historical field, and she's coming with us today from England. How's England, Vanessa, and welcome.
Yeah, hi, thanks for the welcome. Yep, the weather's quite good over here at the moment. It's about 20 degrees, so it's overcast, but it's warm. So I'll be after
20
this
degrees.
Interview, I shall be outside for a glass of wine in the garden.
Well, we were interested to know kind of like what you do in England with your spare time, your family, anything you'd like to share with us as far as hobbies.
Yeah, I mean, I've got two dogs as well, so we go for dog walks and things with the kids. We like going to the beach when we can. I do some jogging myself, so I actually went for one this morning. Yeah.
Well, I see that you like to sit in the garden with a glass of rose wine. I've read that in your bio. What all is, do you have flowers in your garden, or is this like a vegetable garden? What type of garden do you do?
Our garden, trampoline for the kids. There's room for like a big paddling pool and things like that. I'm not a gardener at all, I'm afraid. I keep the flowers and the trees to a minimum. If we get given a plant, we tend to kill it because we forget to water it. So
I love it.
No, I'm no good with flowers. But it's nice to sit out in the sun when it's shining. So.
Oh, of course. I love to sit out. And I'm in Texas, and right now it's just beautiful, and it's kind of chilly. The fall weather's starting to finally get here. And I went out for a walk yesterday, and I just didn't want to stop. So I understand where you're coming from. Well, tell us, how did you know that you wanted to be a writer?
I mean, it sounds corny, but I used to always write stories as a kid. And I really liked it. And then I sort of stopped for a while I sort of went through school and university. And then I got into a bit of fan fiction, and I really enjoyed writing again. And then I think just 2 years ago, I thought, do you know what? I'm missing out on something here. I should, you know, give proper thought to it. So I started my first novel, and that's Enigma, which actually comes out on the 1st of October. But it's taken 2 years to release. So since then, I've written others, and Bad Girls is another one.
So, but how many books do you have out now?
It's seven, I think, at the moment. There's two anthologies, Lust Bites and Spellbound. There's three vampire novels, Lethal Union, Slayer's Soulmate, and a different one, Strategic Alliance, which is a different series. That's witches and vampires. And then I've got Smuggler's Bounty, which is all about smuggling down in Cornwall. And then I've just got Bad Girls come out. And then I've got some more coming out in October.
Wow, you're very busy. How long does it usually take you to write a book?
Probably a couple of months. I mean, they're quite short. Obviously, Bad Girls is a collection of short stories. But I am trying to make them longer.
Hey, no, the short, fun books are a lot of fun to pick up and know that you can sit down and finish it in one night or two nights. You know, sometimes
yeah,
those nights, instead of giving a long story, keep your attention.
Sorry, say that again.
Have you always written erotica?
Yeah, I suppose I have, really. Because I like the romances, but I also like the hot scenes in the romance. So, I have to have that romantic element to it. But I do like the the hot sex scenes.
Well, I'm interested, how do you write erotica when you're doing a historical romance. That has to be challenging.
That is tricky because obviously with the contemporary ones, you don't have to watch the language you use and things like
right.
that. But with historical ones, it's trying to find, obviously, language of the time, but you're with the sex scenes, you're quite limited because, you know, you can't use too modern a word, but at the same time, it's, you just can't write the sex scene without using, you know, more modern language. It's sort of unavoidable, really.
Yeah, I would think that would be extremely tricky and difficult to do. So now you also do paranormal. Which do you prefer, paranormal, historical, or contemporary?
I do love the paranormal, and contemporary is easier to write. But I've always
right.
loved historical because I am a. I love Regency romances myself, so, you know, I'm always reading one of those, and it's quite nice to write that era.
Sure. Well, let's talk about Bad Girls. I love the title, first off. It's definitely catchy. It makes you want to know what's going on, because we all, whether you're a bad girl all the time or not, we all want to be a bad girl at some point in time. that's that fun. So in this one, there are several bad girls. So, I mean, you have a cat burglar, a petty cash thief,
yep.
a desperate housewife, a nosy cat sitter, and a reckless base jumper. Okay, first off,
yes.
you've got to have to explain to me, what is a base jumper?
Okay, this is someone who likes to jump off buildings, high buildings in a
oh,
city.
Oh, okay.
Or
okay,
cranes.
How on earth did you come up with a base jumper?
No, I watched this program on base jumping and found it fascinating. And then when I was writing this collection, I just suddenly thought I'd love to write about a base jumper. Ideal scenario: somebody trespassing in a building and you know, getting caught by some hot guy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, tell us about each of the women. Let's start with the cat burglar. Tell us about her character.
Okay. Yeah, well, this is Gemma. And she's not very confident about men after she's had a disastrous relationship. And she's ruled by emotion, but she's impetuous and mistrustful. But she's an adrenaline junkie, and she's only burgling for the money, really. She does intend to stop, but then, of course, she burgles. She plans to burgle all these apartments in a block, and... one of the owners is unexpectedly home, and he catches her, and she. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I remember reading somewhere that she has to pay for her crime. Please tell me that she pays for her crime in a really steamy way with a really hot guy.
Yeah. Well, basically, when he catches her, he's not too impressed that she's cut. Hole in the window on his glass on the glass door on his balcony. So he offers her a night of discipline and hot sex in exchange for not calling the police. So she decides to take him up on that offer.
Uh-huh. And then I assume he just doesn't want to let her go after having one taste.
Yeah, that's right. And he sort of she gets scared off and runs, but he locates her through the employment agency that she got a cleaning job with in order to, you know, investigate the flats and how she could break in the first place. And so he finds her and breaks into her flat and returns the favor.
I like her. Tell us about the petty cash thief.
Yeah, this is Shanna, and she works as a temp at a telecommunications firm, and there's this pair of shoes that she absolutely must have, but she doesn't have enough money until the end of the month, so she borrows just $30 from petty cash, obviously thinking it's not going to be noticed, but the boss sees her on camera, because there's a camera in the room where the petty cash is kept. And he's had his eye on her anyway, so he was looking for an excuse to call her into his office, shall we say. And then he spanks her for taking the money, but she gets to keep her job.
And she likes that spanking, huh? She becomes addicted?
Yeah. What he's looking for is actually a relationship with her, and that kind of relationship. But he's not sure how she'll react to the first spanking. So, but she decides she does like it, so she steals more money from petty cash, knowing that he'll see her on the camera and call her back into the office.
Interesting. Okay, then we have a desperate housewife.
Yeah, this is Melissa. She's always been impulsive and done silly things, but this time she goes a bit far. Hubby's always away on business, and, you know, sort of they haven't really spent much time together for ages. So she starts getting worried and wants to grab his attention again, but the way she does it isn't the best idea in the world. She empties their joint account into hers. She writes a letter pretending that she's having an affair and takes off to the beach house for a few days. And this is where they spent their honeymoon. Now, she phones her sister when she's at the beach house and tells her what she's done, and her sister talks sense into her. So she fully intends coming back to the house before he returns from his business trip to rip this letter up and, you know, discuss things properly with him when he comes home. But, of course, he comes home early and sees this letter. Luckily, he phones the sister when he's looking for her. So he knows it's a hoax, the affair, but he decides to teach her a lesson anyway. And he's always fancied spanking her, and now this is his chance to initiate it. So he goes to the beach house and gives her a good spanking. And they decide
now,
I'm sorry? Sorry. They decide that, you know, a bit of domestic discipline is required in their marriage.
Ah, yes. Yes. And so, of course, then his fire is relit along with hers, which that's what you want to keep going in a marriage. How about the nosy cat
stunts?
I'm sorry?
She's always going to pull the silly stunts, so, you know, she's always going to need another spank, shall we say.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell us about the nosy cat sitter.
Oh, this was really fun to write. I absolutely loved writing this one. This is Jess, who it's her cousin who's the actual cat sitting for a neighbour. But she has to go off to work, so she needs Jess, her cousin, to come and look after this cat in her absence. And of course, this girl is a bit of a fun lover and has no respect for authority, so she decides to make herself fully at home in the house, helps herself to food and drink, and goes in the hot tub with a glass of wine and things like that. Of course, she doesn't expect the owner to come back. She fully intends tidying up after herself before he does return. But, of course, he comes home earlier than expected, and he sees wet footprints all up the hallway and follows them upstairs and finds her in his bathroom wearing one of his robes.
And so he decides that he has to have her, that she's going to hang around and not be just the cat sitter.
Yeah, they, I mean, he punishes her for, you know, taking the mickey in his house and for abuse of trust. But, you know, they have this connection and they decide to try and explore that connection a bit more. And so she decides to stay with him and see where it goes.
Now, you mentioned this one was fun to write. Why was it so much more fun than the others?
I mean, they were all fun, but this one, I just loved the idea of her sort of going in this big house and, like, you know, seeing the big TV and helping herself to everything in the house and using the hot tub, which she, you know, she probably wouldn't normally get to go in a hot tub, or because she's
right.
not as rich as.
How did you come up with the idea for a cat sitter?
I don't know.
It just came to you?
It sounds strange. I'll be out walking the dog or something, and, you know, just these ideas come to me, and I'll get home and start writing them down. I don't know.
Well, you probably saw a cat, and it just came to you. You mentioned that those ideas come to you when you're walking. Do you ever, I have this thing that I get ideas in the middle of the night, so I've started keeping a notepad beside my on my bedside table. Do you, ideas just come to you, like, when you're walking around in the grocery store or at home doing stuff and you have to hurry and write them down?
Yeah, I can be absolutely anywhere, like you said, and, like, shopping for groceries or... It's not convenient then to write it down, but then when I'm back in the car, I might, you know, put it in the notes section on my phone or something, so I've got that raw idea. And I haven't got a notebook by my bed, but I think that might be. I'll have to do that.
Well,
so you
tell
can't
us about
the ideas going around.
I'm sorry.
You can't
sleep
them because the idea is.
Oh yes, exactly. Mhm.
Mm.
Well, tell us about the reckless base jumper.
Yep, this is Olivia, and she's known as the cat. And she's sort of one of the few female base jumpers out there. And she just likes taking extreme risks and is uncaring about trespassing on the property to do these jumps. So she's an adrenaline junkie and a fame junkie because she's got her own blog, and she writes about her jumps on there and films them as she jumps. So she puts all of this on her blog. And this is how a chap who owns a gaming company, he suspects that she's going to jump off his building. So he sort of sends her a message saying, you know, if you come anywhere near my building, you'll get a spanking. But she decides to ignore the threat and sneaks into his building and, wants to make the jump. And he does catch her, and she gets her spank, but then while he's fetching her a glass of water to sort of give her a drink afterwards, she rushes off to the roof and jumps anyway. And then he comes after her. He manages to find her address, and then he calls on her. So he wants to see more.
Go ahead.
Sorry?
I said you can go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. We have a delay.
No, that's
fine. I think because of the distance, so I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was coming
didn't
to
want
the
to
end.
You off.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something to say.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So the thing I like about all of your the stories is that the man's chasing the woman. Is that usually one of the themes in your stories? Do you typically have your hero chasing after your heroine?
I don't know. I like strong women. I can't stand these sort of real girly girls.
Right.
I like strong women, and I like the fact that they give their men sass and it takes a strong man to, you know, really appreciate them, sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah, I suppose the man is always chasing after him.
Because I just know, like, when I write, I have a lot of, like, second chance stories. And it seems like a lot of yours here, at least, it's the man chasing after the woman. Which, quite honestly, I mean, we all dream of a man chasing after us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not explaining them very well, but I just like that because you've got films like Kick-Ass and things like that where it's got a really strong female lead. And I just I like that. It appeals to me. I like a lot of the books I like have got really strong heroines in them.
Now, you said in the when I was reading the pitch on the book that it says they all have one thing in common. What is it that these five women have in common? Is it that they each have a man chasing them, or is there?
They're all beautiful. I know that's a bit cliche, but it's God, sorry, I'm got blank here.
No, it's fine. I mean, they all seem to be in trouble. So I'm just wondering if the man is helping rescue them, or is he teaching them a lesson, or? I think we've lost her. Hold on 1 second, and she should call back in. Vanessa has a website also that, while we're waiting for her to call back in, that you can go and read more about her and all of her books. It is at vanessaleeb.com, and she spells her name VanessaLiebe. And also on Amazon, there's a whole listing of all of her books where you can read about the synopsises. It does seem that these are five very unique stories, and that they are just tied together in the book as bad girls. I'm hoping that she's going to try and call back into us here so that we can continue interviewing her. I still had so much more that I wanted to ask her. Hopefully she will hear any minute. I think it's interesting when you listen that all the different language uses of, like, you know, chap and things like that, because of the fact that she is from England. And I have a feeling that when she said it was 20 degrees, that was 20 degrees Celsius, not Fahrenheit. Also, she's doing a Bewitching book tour, and so you can go watch, see all of her different stops with Bewitching book tours. And she has a Facebook profile where you could go there. You just put in Vanessa Leeb, author. And then she has a Goodreads page where there also. All of her sites will list her blog tour stops. I believe it goes until October 10th, and there is a giveaway. So if you will go over there, you can enter the giveaway and see the prizes and visit her social media sites to gain entries into that giveaway. I think I have her back.
Yeah, I'm back now.
Vanessa, are you back? Do we have you?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It just cut off.
I don't know. Sure it probably has to do with the distance. But, no, you're fine. I told everybody, I've been telling them all about your social media sites. I told them about your website. I've discussed the fact that it's five different stories compiled together to form Bad Girls, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I told them about your tour going until October 10th, and I told them about your Facebook page and your Goodreads page, but I didn't get to tell them what you are giving away on your tour. I told them about your giveaway and how to gain entries, but I didn't know what you're giving away. What are the prizes you're offering?
Yeah, I have got a $30 Amazon voucher, which I would send as an e-voucher. And then I've got some custom-themed gifts. So bear with me. I'll just get the pictures up so I can say. Sorry, I'm just trying to find the pictures.
Sure. So there's several prizes that they can have an opportunity to win.
Yeah, there are. Sorry, because I've got several giveaways.
No,
going on at once.
But
yeah, there's the $30 Amazon gift voucher, and then if they want to, it's on my Facebook page. There are photos.
Okay.
Because on the Rafflecopter, I haven't got any pictures up, but on my Facebook page, there are pictures of the prizes.
Okay.
There's a necklace, I know, and it's a little bottle of Naughty Essence.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it says if you drink this, you can, you know, get to be naughty for a bit.
Oh.
And I think there's a Spank Me key ring. Spank Me, I'll be naughty ring.
Now, before we were cut off, we were talking about the fact that the men are all teaching the women a lesson. If you want to continue with that.
Right and wrong.
Teaching them the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah. And
now, what age are these women? I mean, are they all in like their 20s, 30s? What age are the women?
Yeah, young 20s. I don't think I give specific ages in the stories, but yeah, they'll be young 20s. So,
okay, so this would really have filled in to new adults.
Sorry, say that again.
I said, so this would really appeal to the new adult group.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's got the spanking theme in, so anybody who appreciates spanking stories. And, well, anyone who likes a short, fun, sexy read.
Right. Well, now, do you find it fun to write the erotica sex scenes, or do you find it sometimes challenging?
Yeah, I do. Like you say, it's fun, but it is challenging because obviously the more stories or books you write, you find yourself thinking, oh, God, well, how on earth can I describe the scene this time, you know? Because I like it to be different each time, but it gets more of a challenge. And obviously the words for Willy and things like that, it's how many times can I write it a bit different? it's a challenge sometimes, definitely.
What time of day do you like to write? Are you a night owl or do you write during the day? Because I know you have children.
Yeah. Well, basically, while they're at school, that's the time I like to try and get as much written as I can. So between sort of 9 in the morning and 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Sometimes if I've written it all out and I'm typing it up, I can do that at any time in the evening when they've gone to bed or something.
Do you, you know, you've written several books here. I think you said 7. Do you have a favorite book that you've written of all of them?
I really liked Bear Girls, I must say, but I have Smuggler's Bounty out, which is also with Blushing Books, and that's a quartet, the start of a quartet, and I really, that's a historical one, and I'm really enjoying writing that, this about these four brothers, and the second book comes out in mid-October, so I'm getting there.
You're putting them out, just bam, bam, bam. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I'm in the mood to do it, I need to get writing.
Right. Oh, yeah, you have to write when the mood strikes. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure to interview you today, and I'm sorry that we lost you for that brief time, but I did at least fill the readers in on how to find you on Facebook and Amazon and Goodreads and on your personal website. So, we wish you the best of weather to continue in England and wish you the best of success with your writing. And we'll definitely be grabbing a copy of Bad Girls and following your tour to enter your giveaway. So thank you, Vanessa, for being with us and happy writing.
Thank you very much, Gail. It's been good fun.
Good. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.